Hey, welcome 4th of July, folks. Welcome to the Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo on Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, putting simulcasting over at the Suspect's Guide Discord Music Enjoyment Chat. Hey, Gigi's Boo, what's up?
Not one thing.
What do you mean not one thing? All kinds of...
Just listening to some music all day.
Yeah.
Hearing the boom booms go off.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. And we have safely arrived in 1960. Oh, here we go.
We have.
Now we're getting into the depth of the music, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
this
is...
Great music.
Yeah, this is no joke. When you look down the list of the top 100 from 1960, they're all good. It's like, what? I don't know. I guess we're biased because that's a time period in which we were kind of getting our feet under us, some of us anyway. And so, some of this music's really cool. Oh, yeah, Grimm was born 1960. Happy birthday. See, we've gone back to the day when Grimnir was born, Gigi's Boo. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to go find the hospital and take a look. All right, so anything else going on?
Nothing but our silly dogs.
Silly dogs, uh-oh. What are they doing now?
Well, Atticus, he's kind of lazy, and Algene's kind of wide open, and Sadie Mae just gives everybody orders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sadie, she's the in-charge type, and everything has to be at a certain time, every day, no exceptions, don't care if it's raining or hurricanes or whatever, it has to be. So, yeah, she's something. Anyway, hope everyone's doing well. Sorry we missed last week. There was just so much going on last week. It was just, it was like getting run over by a steamroller. It's like Sunday just wasn't...
That's true.
Just wasn't a good day. But this one is really good. And so, we'll show how good it is. All right, everybody. Okay, you know what you have to do now. Because Chubby Checker... is just about to roll out the number 10 song from 1960, and I'll bet people know what that song is without me even saying. What do you think?
I know so.
Well, you remember we did the hula hoop thing a couple of weeks ago. So this is kind of similar. How about let's twist?
Yeah.
wow. Wow, did you see Atticus spinning round and around and Allie Jean just twisting all about and Sadie just bouncing all over the house? And, you know, we had a real twist party going on here at Judy's Boo.
I know. I was doing a little twist, too.
Ooh, makes me wonder what kind of twisting was going on in all the different chat rooms. Ooh. We had to get this party started, you know? Just had to get started. Because 1964 is going to be some fun times. Hey, Hal. There's Hal in the chat room over at Real Liberty Media, the IRC chat. Yeah. That's all right. Okay, did you know, Gigi's Boo, that if you had $100 in 1960 and fast forwarded to 2005, did you know it would be the equivalent of $679.09?
Wow.
Yeah, there's a devaluation of the dollar that they erroneously like to refer to as inflation. Yeah, in 1960, a new house cost $12,700. And by 1969, it was $15,500. In 1960, the average income per year was $5,315. And by 1969, it had gone up to $8,540. A gallon of gas in 1960 was a quarter. And by 69, it had gone up to 10 cents to 35 cents. And the average cost of a new car in 1960 was $2,600. In 1969, it jumped to $3,270. Yeah, you know, if we wanted to buy a Volkswagen Beetle in the 60s, you'd be paying $1,769. Or if you wanted to step up to the plate and get a Ford Mustang two-door hardtop, it's $2,368. Wow, Gigi's Boo. Let's think that in the terms of the income. So, if you're making $12,700 a year and a car payment, and I don't know, we'd have to figure that out. I don't think that's proportionally changed that much. What do you think? How much a new car now is about? About 15 times more expensive.
Oh yeah, it's outrageous.
So if you increase your income by 15 times, yeah, that works out about right. Which just goes to indicate that it's not the pricing that's changed; it's the value of the currency has been destroyed over the time, and I can't imagine why that happened, right?
What surprised me in 1960, a man's pocket watch was $9.44.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went down to electric blanket, and it was more. It was $9.94.
Right. Yeah.
I think a pocket watch is much more important myself.
Well, you would think it'd be a little more intricate, I suppose. What about oranges? You could get two dozen oranges for 89 cents.
Mm.
And how about an oven ready turkey at 39 cents a pound? What? Actually, it says 39 cents, so maybe the turkey was 39. I don't know if it was or not. I don't know. Yeah, it's per pound it was. Yeah. All right. Well, Gigi's Boo. What else going on in 1960 that you know of? Anything fun?
Well, it's a new decade. And from what my mother said, the 60s were the time that people had dreams. The young people started having, you know, the dreams and having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the 50s were the baby boomers. And 60s were getting to the free love, the great music, all that. So you see a lot of growing up in the 60s, or let me just say a lot of changes in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny how, and the music is very indicative of the change. You know, as we'll see throughout, and if you remember that the 50s, it was a different, I don't know, it was a different feel to the music. And we notice in the 60s how this starts to shift. And I can't really exactly put my finger on what the difference is. I just noticed that there is a difference. And especially when we start talking about Elvis, and the number 9 song, Stuck on You by Elvis Presley, was his first single after coming out of the Army. So let's check out old Elvis while we think about the differences of the decades.
Shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my finger through your long black hair and squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how our love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm the kitchen, I'm the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, me. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you.
Oh, we're stuck. Gigi's boo. Stuck on you. Elvis. That was actually a pretty good song. That was one of his better songs, I thought. And as we go up or down the chart, I guess we'd say, we'll find another song that he has that was really basically his signature song. So, yeah. So what'd you think about that, Gigi's boo?
Had a pretty good rhythm to shag to. Shag to that.
Absolutely. I want to say hello to a listener who's, I think, is tuned in right now, and that's daughter Erin. She's decided to tune in, I think. And, you know, 4th of July, sometimes it's good to kick back and listen to a little music and just let the world go away, so to speak.
That's right.
And just kind of focus on the positive. That's what we try to do here on the Top 10 Countdown with Gary Ellen, Gigi's Boo. Yeah, and we hope all you folks are listening out there. You know, I haven't really checked. I got so many windows open here. Let's see. That's not what I wanted. Let's go to there. Okay. Okay, I don't see anyone in the Discord yet. We kind of figured this would be a low turnout day. You know, 4th of July, people are, if they can, if it's not raining or 150 degrees where you are, they have the barbecue grill going and watching fireworks. Hey, there's Five Musics is in the house dancing around. All right, good job. Hello, Five Musics over at Suspect Sky. We always have a fine crowd over here at RLM, don't we, Gigi's Boo? Hello, Gigi's Boo. Did we lose the Gigi's Boo? I don't hear Gigi's Boo. Am I off the air? Is that possible? Let's take a look. I flipped through so many tabs. And let's see. No? No, we're still broadcasting. Gigi's Blue, I think you dropped out. Let me.
No, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Well, what happened?
I couldn't hear anything for a few minutes. I'm sorry.
Oh, you know. Okay, Eva's here. Hey, Eva, over at the Discord chat. Thanks for the comm check. It's hard to tell. There's, you know, so many things going on. A lot of places are getting bashed with denial of service attacks and all this stupid stuff. Oh, they're trying to make you afraid. Oh, no, we can't be afraid. I mean, things don't work right unless you're afraid. Isn't that right, Jesus?
That's right.
Got to keep you fearful. Yeah, you know, but we have a solution for that. We got something called a handyman by Jimmy Jones.
Hey, girl, gather around, because of what I'm putting down. Baby, I'm your handyman. I'm not the kind that uses a pencil or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man you see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends. They'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken heart need repair, I'm the man you see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends. They'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
Yeah, who's your handy man? Who is it? I don't know, Gigi's Boo. Who's your handy man?
You're my handy man.
Ooh, I that was a setup, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good song. And it's interesting because it was written by singer Jimmy Jones and songwriter Otis Blackwell. Recordings by Del Shannon and also the Sparks of Rhythm list Charles Marenstein as a co-writer. Interestingly, it was released in 1959, but they left Jimmy Jones out of the picture. What? Jimmy Jones said, "Now wait a minute." So he came up with his own little twist on the song, and he added that comma, 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 oh yeah, lyrics, which I heard at the beginning, as well as the coda before the song's fade. So he actually twisted that song around a little bit and blew it up into the top 10 for 1960. So you never know what's going to happen when you leave people out of the mix, right, Gigi's Boo?
That's exactly right.
You kind of were a little bit, you're a little bit low at that time. Say that again.
Oh, I didn't raise my voice, no. Yeah. I said, that's exactly right. You know, anybody, he should have got credit for it.
Sure, absolutely should have.
He showed him. Wasn't doing too good. He came along, and he put it to it, and it shot up.
Yeah, he slapped him with a ripe tuna fish. You know that.
Yeah.
Can imagine a fate worse than that. Yeah, so what do you know? What time we got? I haven't even been watching the clock, so I don't know. Okay. Yeah, we're real good. Sometimes you just get carried away and forget the time, and don't want to blow too far past an hour. Hopefully, as close as possible. So, anything? What else is going on in 1960? Gigi's Boo.
Okay, we'll skip that because I think we...
What do you think?
John Coltrane forms his own quartet and becomes the voice of jazz new wave movement.
Yeah, Johnny Coltrane. Sure enough.
Here's something shocking.
What's that?
90% of U.S. homes have a television set by 1960.
Yeah. Isn't that... I think that was a pretty quick. That was a pretty quick growth, actually.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. What about Alfred Hitchcock? He released.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, he released.
I watched that Psycho.
Yeah.
When it came out on DVD or video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was sitting up in the chair and had my feet pulled up. And I'd hide my face. That was a scary movie, even to me back then.
Oh yeah. Psycho, released in 1960. It was one of the year's most successful films, so people like to be afraid. So, I guess that's pretty common, I suppose. Yeah. Uh-oh, some interesting things happened. On May 7th, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev announced that his nation is holding an American Lockheed U-2 spy plane and its pilot, Francis Gary Powers. Forced down on a spying mission over the Soviet Union. We got busted. Yeah, and on May 22nd, the largest or the most powerful earthquake ever recorded occurred in Chile, known as the Great Chilean Earthquake, measured 9.5. Imagine that. I can't. You know, those with an interest in such events, it'd be probably shocking to go back to look at the story behind the history of that. And I can't imagine how many people were killed. That's pretty crazy. And July 11th, To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
My very favorite one.
First published in the United States. Yeah. They didn't take them long to make a movie out of that, did they? I don't remember.
Oh, no. And Atticus Finch.
Mm-hmm.
That's who our dog is named after, Atticus.
That's right. Atticus.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays the part, too, when he saunters down the sidewalk. like a southern lawyer.
Yeah, he does. He can do that. Yeah, Very easy.
Yeah, here's a funny thing I noticed. On September 5th, Muhammad Ali, at that time known as Cassius Clay, won the gold medal in the boxing at the 1960 Summer Olympic Games in Rome. And the following month, 29th of October, in Louisville, Kentucky, he won his first professional fight.
Wow.
So a month after winning the gold medal, he won his first professional fight. A very interesting story in Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay. So, Gigi's Boo, let's go on. Let's move on here. Time's slipping a little bit. Now, we were talking about Elvis and his probably signature song. This is probably what you want to hear. It's Now or Never.
Ooh. Yes. With your smile so tender, my heart was captured, my soul surrendered. I spent a lifetime waiting for the right time. Now that you're near, the time is here at last. It's now or never. now and then, my love won't wait. Just like a willow, we would cry an ocean if we lost true love and sweet devotion. Your lips excite me, let your arms invite me, for who knows when we'll meet again this way. It's now or never.
The 1970s, wow, the number seven song from 1960. Oh, I blew that one up, didn't I, Jesus? But it's Now or Never, Elvis Presley. Okay, and we're running a little bit long, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a little contest since we brought up, and hopefully an easy one for folks, since we brought up the movie Psycho. We're going to see who can name any one of the actors from that movie. Any one of the actors from the movie Psycho. Here we go.
Got one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll wait a second for the Discord.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, we'll wait a second.
You say I get excited and want to give the answer.
As I would have expected, Kate was all over that one. I don't think I had the question out of my mouth before she had the answer. But okay, I don't see anyone from the Discord. Okay, so Kate got it right by naming Anthony Perkins. He was kind of the creepy dude, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he was a fantastic actor.
Yeah, but we have to do this for Kate.
Winner.
Sure enough. Kate got it. Yeah, Anthony Perkins. I almost said Hopkins. Huh. Although that was he would have been a good one. Don't get me wrong. Hey, Anthony Perkins, Vera Miles, John Gavin. Janet Leigh. I'm sorry?
Janet Leigh played.
Yeah, Janet Leigh and Marion.
Tony Curtis's wife. She was the one that was screaming in the shower.
Yeah, man. That was the iconic scene with the
Ooh.
The silhouette of the butcher knife on the shower curtain. Yeehaw. All right, having said all that, let's get moving here. This song we'll talk about afterward. It's a Brenda Lee song, and interestingly, there's a little bit of a backstory to that we'll get to. I'm sorry.
I didn't know
apology. But love is blind, and I was too blind to see.
Oh, 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 yeah. You tell me mistakes.
Brenda Lee, I'm sorry. Yeah, do you know how old she was when she did that song? She was 15 years old.
Did she not start singing when she was about 12?
I don't know if she did or not, but she was 15 when that song released. The interesting story behind this is that, according to Fred Bronson, who wrote a book called The Billboard Book of Number One Hits, her label, Decca Records, held it back from release for several months because they were concerned that a 15-year-old girl was not mature enough to sing about unrequited love. However, when the song was released, it immediately became a smash success. It peaked at number 4 on the R&B chart, and That's All You Got to Do, which was on the flip side, didn't make it. That was on the A side. See, I'm Sorry, it was on the B side. the one that they thought was going to blow it up was on the A side, but it only went to number 19. It's pretty interesting to me, because that's what you get for thinking. Yeah, they thought she was too young to be talking about all that stuff, but as it turns out, it was recorded as the finest teen pop song of its era. Yeah, okay, let's jump forward here. Let's run a little bit long still. I know everybody's going to know that. This one has a song. This one has a story as well. So how about Teen Angel?
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own to love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen Angel, can you hear me? Teen Angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love?
Just sweet 16, and now you're gone, they've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again, they buried you today. Teen Angel,
Teen Angel. That was kind of a tearjerker, wasn't it, Gigi's Boo? Did you know?
That's a sad song.
It's a very sad song. Did you know that a number of radio stations in the United States banned that song?
I can see why.
They said it was too sad.
Too sad and morbid.
Yeah, it was too sad for a lot of those folks. But despite being banned, the song climbed the charts. In the last week of 1959, it jumped from number 100 to number 50, and it went on to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100s in February 1960. Yeah, I don't know. Why do you think that became so popular? Was it a period of time where you had the teen angst going on, baby boomer kind of stuff? What do you think?
I think it just struck a chord with some kids maybe that were dating during that time, and it plays on your heartstrings because she went back to get his high school ring.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, you know, I imagine every boy in the world wanted to believe that his girl would go back and get the high school ring.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Okay, well, let's keep moving here. And let's see, what's next up on the top 10 countdown? Let's see, going to the number 4 song. Oh, I think everybody's going to know this song. How about Running Bear? Gigi's Boo. Number 4 song, Running Bear, Johnny Preston.
On the bank of the river stood Running Bear, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river stood his lovely Indian maid. Little white dove was of her name, such a lovely sight to see. But their tribe fought with each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running Bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. He couldn't swim the raging river, 'cause the river was too wide. He couldn't reach little white dove waiting on the other side. In the moonlight he could see her throwing kisses across the waves. Her little heart was beating faster, waiting there for her grave. A running bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die. Running bear, dove in the water, little white dove did the same. And they swam out to each other, through the swirling stream they came. As their hand touched and their lips met, the raging river pulled them down. Now they'll always be together in that happy hunting ground. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love big as the sky. Running bear, love little white dove, with a love that couldn't die.
Well, Chee Chee's Boo, racist much.
Yes. Little white dove.
Yeah, right. And woo 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 woo.
And a happy hunting ground.
Right, right.
Please.
Right. Yeah, running bear. Running Bear by John Preston. Number
that's terrible.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Number four on the.
Can I tell them what happened?
Yeah, go ahead.
At the race. Yeah, I'll do this right quick. This is the time of the year they have the great big powwow up on the Reyes in North Carolina. And they had they come from everywhere, tribes of all nations. And some of them wanted to do the eagle dance. You don't ever, 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 ever do the eagle dance in summer and in fall, because it angers the snake, and then you have a lot of snakes come and try to make war. So anyway, they stopped them. And they didn't want to be stopped. They wanted to dance. And so what our holy man told them was, okay, if that's what you want to do, let's just have some Indian wars. So they did the Indian war dance, and they danced straight 8 hours. Elders had to be there to make sure. And of course, who won? The Cherokee.
That's right. That's right. You're listening to the Top 10 Countdown with Gary Ellen, Gigi's Boo on Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, and the Discord's channel for Suspect Sky, the Music Enjoyment Chat. Yeah, we're 45 minutes in, so we're back on schedule, Gigi's Boo. So you know what that means. At 45 minutes, it's time for the Jeopardy question. Not the wheel. It's time for the big question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's time for the big question. Let's see. Let's see how folks do it. I think this one's not going to be too hard. I think people are going to get this one. Okay, on the 8th of November, 1960, John F. Kennedy was elected president. Who was the candidate that he defeated? Who did JFK defeat in 1960 for the presidency? Okay, the music just finished, Gigi's Boo, and we have multiple winners. That doesn't happen often. I guess maybe we picked too hard of questions, but yeah, let's see. Let's go over to the Discord chat. Laughter in the Discord chat, and over at the RLM chat. Cowboy Tech got it.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Milhouse Nixon was the correct answer. What do you say? Give it up for him.
Everybody clap for him.
Yeah, I will. I will here in a second.
Winner.
There we go. Yeah, good job, everyone. Excellent. You know, Kate, I understand. I would have immediately probably jumped to Barry Goldwater as well at that one. I think he was a little bit later on. Wasn't it Reagan that beat Goldwater? Was that the case?
Yeah. I love U.S. history, but that's one question I don't know. But I follow all the elections. I'm very political.
Yeah. Yeah, good old, I'm not a crook, Nixon. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's see. Let's move along with some music. I've kind of lost my pace here. Gigi's Boo. Let's see if we can get it back. The number three song. Oh, Everly Brothers.
It's my favorite song. One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, the number three song, 1960, Kathy's Clown. Number three song, Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. Always good music there. And the number two song, He'll Have to Go by Jim Reeves. Now, Gigi's Boo, you told me a story that had something to do with that song.
Now, yeah.
What was that?
Had a little feller that his mother worked at the school. We went to private school. And we had a banquet one night, and we did some local entertainment, you know, just between us. And he wanted to sing. And so he got up, gave him the microphone, and he got up, and the first thing that he sang was Jim Reeves' song, You'll Have to Go. Huh, we thought that was the cutest thing, and he just carried it out when he said, put your sweet lips. He just held his head and look at girls. He's going to be a natural-born entertainer and a Mr. Lover-Lover. He was cute. But he did that. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I thought that was a funny story. But, you know, the whole story behind that first line, now the song was actually written by husband and wife team, Joe and Audrey Allison. And the first line was inspired by a phone conversation that they were having, and they were having trouble making themselves understood because of all the background noise, and Audrey Allison's naturally soft voice. So her husband had to ask her, let's put it that way, to put her mouth very close to the receiver, and that led to for her to write the first line of that song. That's funny. Inspiration.
That's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, inspirations come from different places. And one of the probably reasons of the success of that song was, you know who played the piano in that song?
Floyd Kramer.
Yes, Floyd Kramer.
Absolutely. I was just a guess, but he was the master pianist during that time.
And if you think about it, if you listen to the music, you can almost tell it's Floyd Kramer. He had a he had a particularly nice sound in his music. Well, Gigi's Boo, you know what time it is? It's time for us to go off the chart, or at least go down the chart.
Yes.
And we got to find another song to stick in here before the number one song. So you ready to spin that wheel to pick out a number?
Yep.
All right, Gigi's Boo, let her roll. Oh, you could like this one. Number 29 out of the top 100 from 1960. Sam Cooke and Chain Gang.
Oh, I love this song. I love the dance to this song. Yeah.
I hear something saying. Sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying,
Sam Cooke, Chain Gang, number 29 from 1969. Now, did you know, Gigi Boo, that his inspiration for that song was that he ran across an actual chain gang while he was on tour. And so he was inspired by watching the chain gang folks working. And I think, I see there's still chain gangs around here. In their white,
got them too.
Yeah, in their black and white striped pants out picking up trash alongside of the streets and things. So, they don't wear chains anymore, but I guess the name Chain Gang has held on all this time. It's not some place you want to be, is it, Jesus Boo? Especially in...
Not me.
125 degree weather, I don't think.
Not me. I can't take heat.
Yeah, I don't think we want to be there. Okay, well, that about wraps it up for us this week. We'll be a little bit long, but I might be able to trim some of it out for the archive broadcast. And hope you all had a good time here tonight, and happy 4th of July, and Top 10 Countdown, Gary Allen, Gigi's Boo, and And we'll be back with 1961 next week, Gigi's Boo. And we'll see what kind of music comes with that year. All right, any last words there, Gigi's Boo, before we let a theme from A Summer Place by Percy Faith take us out?
Okay, I want you all to remember, a heart is not judged by how much you love, but how much you are loved by others. I love you all. Have a great time. We enjoyed it tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Okay, well, take care. We'll see you next week on the Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo on RLM Radio and Discord. Bye-bye.